Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11 Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 9th of September. It is Saturday. We do have a 7-game day slate and a 5-game main slate. Some interesting time breakdowns, I guess. It's really annoying, but we will dig in. Our weather station hasn't been updated yet, so it will be interesting to see the weather situation. DraftKings seems to list some potential weather on the East Coast, so, but we'll rely on our weather guys to help us out in that. So let's get started with the early. Kevin Gausman against Kansas City. Yes, please. -305 favorite. Dominated Kansas City earlier this year. Has been at his best when at home. Hasn't been overly sharp the last handful of starts, but he's always capable of dropping, 28 to 30. DK points, obviously has massive upside. Multiple starts of 40 plus this year. Just not much needs to be said about Gausman. Just a great spot. Justin Steele coming off of a ridiculous start against San Francisco after he had shut down Milwaukee start prior to that. Taking on Arizona, game total of just 7 in Wrigley tells me we're going to see wind blowing in. The Cubs are -145 favorite. Justin Steele has a chance to jump into the lead for the NL Cy Young, something that I never thought I would say in my life, to be honest. But I'm a fan, so, excuse me, I am all for Justin Steele in this spot. Merrill Kelly on the other side, guy that I don't really love playing on the road, but with wind blowing in Wrigley, I'm very interested. He double-digit strikeouts in 3 out of his last 5 starts. Now, the other 2 starts, he combined for 4 strikeouts in 10 and a third. So, very volatile. I think the Cubs' offense is a little more dangerous than Arizona. As far as attacking a starting pitcher. So, not as confident in Merrill Kelly as I am with Justin Steele. But Merrill Kelly definitely worth chunk of ownership. I would guess probably a 25 to 35% range off the top of my head. Aaron Civale has been decent against Seattle this year. Coming off of a 12 strikeout performance. His 20 plus DK points in 3 out of his last 4 starts. He just doesn't seem to be performing as well as he was prior to being traded. He is a -135 favorite in this game. We do know that Seattle does have K upside. I think Savali is valuable, but I don't know that I'm going to go super heavy. Just because I do really want to be up in this range with a lot of my builds. Chris Sale against the Orioles, a -145 favorite. I don't think I can take him. He's just been absolutely lit up by the Orioles this season. I'd hate to miss out on an upside performance, though he hasn't really shown huge upside since his return from the IL. Coming off of his best start, but that was against Kansas City. Baltimore's a lot more difficult. Bobby Miller, there's potential weather here, I think, but I like Bobby Miller. I like the matchup, overall. He was strong against Washington. The first time he faced him, he's been best on the road. I assume they're a solid favorite. Yeah, -225 favorite. I think Bobby Miller's certainly viable. Kenta Maeda, -145 home favorite. has not been that strong at home. Hasn't been overly sharp the last handful of starts. I think I'm going to have to pass on Maeda. Don't really like to, just because I think the Mets offense can go pretty cold. But Maeda at home just isn't somebody that excites me at all. Jack Flaherty, Boston's got a pretty healthy total. He has not been sharp. I think that's a pretty easy pass for me as well. Never really going to play Wade Miley. David Peterson is an option, but I don't know that I'm going to get there. I like the K upside in the matchup. So there is upside, and I'm intrigued enough, but he's been so bad on the road. If I do end up with Peterson, it's more like a 10 to 15% share. Link on Irvin, Luke Weaver against Tampa Bay. Probably not. Michael King is interesting to me. As he's getting lengthened out, he's looked solid. Obviously, his K numbers aren't going to be as strong as they were as a reliever. But there are outs to be had in the Milwaukee lineup. I mean, he's probably going to be in upwards of 80 pitches, maybe 6 innings. I think he has enough upside. He just shut down a hot Houston team last week, put up 18 DK points, and as he's getting lengthened out, that would mean that he's going to have upside into the mid-20s. I think he's a certainly a viable option. And I think I'd actually go with him a little bit more than David Peterson, even though Peterson has that K upside matchup. So there's the early slate. Let's take a look at the main one. We get Eovaldi at the top. I don't know what to do with Nathan Eovaldi. He was absolutely lit up. By the Astros in his return. Hadn't made any rehab starts. Coming in on 3 days rest, I don't know. Like, this doesn't scream like he should be pitching, but obviously did only throw 35 pitches. So then maybe. But I may not be able to use him today. It might just be a wait and see on him to till he gets lengthened out. And doesn't get lit up. Logan Webb going to be the most popular pitcher on the slate, a -267 home favorite. Obviously, love taking pitchers in San Francisco. He's far better when at home. He has dominated against Colorado through two starts so far this season, one of which being a complete game shutout. Hasn't been super strong the last couple starts, but this is a great spot, and we are constantly picking on Colorado at this point. Seth Lugo against Houston, I'm going to pass. I don't really want to pick on Houston right now, the way that they've been offensively. He's been pretty good. 0 runs allowed in 3 out of his last 4 starts. So there's probably a route, especially on this small slate where pitching isn't a slam dunk outside of Logan Webb. So maybe we do have to consider Lugo. I just don't want to go overly heavy on him. Certainly shown the ability to be solid enough and could definitely make the SP2 slot in the GPP winners this evening. Lucas Giolito, I don't know what to do with Giolito. He's 2-0 against the Angels this year. So it's interesting, but he's given up 3 home runs in each of his last 2 starts. I actually think he could be a sneaky spot just because I could see him coming out and just wanting to dominate the Angels for trading for him and then releasing him or putting him on waivers. The entire situation is so weird. Cleveland is a -120 favorite in this game. But there's so much volatility with Giolito, that I do actually think I'd rather play Lugo or even Javier. This is a tough price range to get a feel for. Christian Javier has been definitely his best at home. Taking on a San Diego squad that should be more dangerous than they have been. I know they put up some runs last night. Javier's just allowing too many runs. It's just not the same guy this year. Strikeouts can still be there. Control has been an issue. But he is a home favorite, -135. And on the slate, I think we just have to consider him because of the limited options. I'm not taking Oviedo against Atlanta. Tyler Anderson, I don't think I can go there. Just don't think he has enough of the upside that we need. Like, I'd rather take Dylan Dodd here, even though that feels dangerous too. He hasn't been good at the major league level. hasn't been very good in AAA either. So maybe we just. Atlanta's a -225 favorite, though. I think I would rely on him to get five decent innings, more so than Anderson and Oviedo. Definitely more so than Chase Anderson. I don't really want to use Chase Anderson at all, even though it is a great pitcher's park. And Kyle Muller, if he starts for Oakland, no thanks. Even though Texas has had some struggles, I'm just not taking a pitcher against Texas right now. Especially a weak pitcher. I'm not going to rely on a weak guy to just go into Texas and suddenly become a strong pitching option. So there we have it. There's a look at pitching across the 12 games on the two slates today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, notes, Discord, etc. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.